Will he really do it, do you think, Merlin? Narmon's tone of clinical detachment fooled none of them. All of them looked at him, and the Emeraldian shrugged.
What I mean is, do you think Trenaire, Maguire, and Duquesne will let him do something so stupid?
I don't know, Merlin replied frankly. Angelic has a far better feel for what's been happening inside the Vicarate and the group of four than we did. From what she said, I think Duquesne would stop Clinton if he could, but Maguire's basically a non-entity. Worse, in Angelic's opinion, he probably agrees with Clinton about the need to crush any possible opposition. And I doubt he has either the moral courage or sufficient stature within the group of four to stop it, even if he wanted to. Trenaire's smart enough to recognize the damage this sort of excess could do, but I'm afraid he's desperate enough in the short term to go along. The question, in my mind, is whether or not Duquesne is going to try to stop Clinton, or recognize that he can't, that all he could accomplish would be to add another victim, this one from the group of four itself, to the list. And I hate to say it, Narmon, Caleb said harshly, but from their perspective, it may not seem stupid at all. Their fleets are getting close enough to completion that they'll be ready to at least begin their counterattack soon. At the same time, the group of four's prestige and authority have been badly damaged by all the reverses they've suffered to date. Not to mention the fact that the rest of the Vicarate knows the entire war started solely because the group of four fucked up. I don't know about Duquesne, but Clinton for sure, and Trenaire and Maguire almost as certainly, see this as an opportunity to re-establish an iron grip on the Vicarate. They're going to crush any possible internal voice of opposition, especially any voice that might have counseled moderation and victory, before they turn that new navy of theirs loose on us. And if they win, they're going to do exactly the same sorts of things to all our people. They think they're going to create so much terror, so much fear, no one will ever again dare to argue with their interpretation of God's will and their own power. The Emperor's brown eyes were dark with the vision of the thing of horror the Church of God awaiting would become, if the group of four won. In the long run, it will destroy them, and possibly even the Church, he went on, his voice still bitter and cold. The kind of atrocity they're talking about, visited on so many men and women, and children, damn their black hearts to hell, who are all known to the rest of the Vicarate? Who are cousins and aunts and uncles of the rest of the Vicarate? He shook his head with the grim assurance of a prophet. In the end, even those who are most terrified of them at this moment are going to remember. There may not be one of them with the guts and the moral courage to stand up to them now, but in the end, they'll remember even carrion lizards can pull down a great dragon, if there are enough of them and it's distracted. So you're right, Narmon. It would be a stupid thing for them to do, ultimately, in the long term, in the fullness of time. But they aren't thinking about the long term. They're thinking about the present, right now, and possibly next month or next year. That's as far as their vision extends, and so I'm telling you, as surely as I'm standing here in this council chamber, at this moment, they are going to do this. God help us all. His voice fell to a whisper. They are going to do this.